But welcome into today's Health Talk. I'm Tony Abatey, and I'm joined, as always, by Rachel Hansen from Healthy Nevada, but also today by Melissa Keating, one of the nurses at the Vernon County Health Department. Thank you, ladies, for joining us.
Thank you, Tony, for having us here. Glad to be here.
Well, and we've got an important topic today to talk about diabetes.
Yeah, that's right, Tony. Just would like to be able to talk a little bit more about that today. And so was excited to bring Melissa here along with me, just as she continues to facilitate some of the diabetes empowerment education classes here. And one of the things is that we would like to invite the community members to really take advantage of the next DEEP class. So DEEP stands for Diabetes Education Empowerment Program. And for those that are newly diagnosed with diabetes, maybe a veteran out looking to better manage their diabetes, or just someone who's taking care of a loved one. Because a lot of times when we hear the word diabetes, we automatically think of a few things. Maybe we think, oh, that person shouldn't have any sugar at all. Or maybe we think of someone, taking their blood sugar. Or maybe you think of something extreme that's happened with someone that you know with diabetes, just some really poor health complications that happen along the way. And so really want to just take a chance to kind of in these classes, in the program, be able to explore some of those things that help bring a fuller understanding and not just think of just what are concepts we've had maybe before. And, at the end of the day, like, diabetes can be a really difficult thing, especially when someone becomes newly diagnosed. Or, my grandmother actually suffered with diabetes. And I remember when we were sitting around as a family together, and one of the things that she was having to consider was potentially amputating some of her leg, because they'd already had amputated some of her toes. And so it's, one of those things that if we can get ahead of it before it becomes overly complicated and possibly even preventative, if we've heard that we may have been diagnosed with pre-diabetes, we can help potentially put ourselves at less risk for these things. And so, Melissa, as I was saying, that you've been teaching the course for over a year now, and just as people are sitting here listening in on this talk show this morning, can you just give them some examples of what they might experience in this 6-week course?
Sure. Some of the stuff that we talk about is a general overview of diabetes. We talk about kind of what does diabetes mean to you as the patient. We look at it, how it's related to your family. We talk about some of the complications and how diabetes affects your body along the way and how to help prevent some of those complications. We can talk about your blood sugar numbers. There's different things. What do they mean? And we get a chance to meet other people in class that have diabetes, family members of people who have diabetes. It's kind of a good networking opportunity. We talk about physical fitness, nutrition, and even the medications related to diabetes. And in the end, it becomes a group of being able to help each other.
And I think I loved how you ended that statement, was being able to help each other. I think that's one of the biggest components. I was just talking with Tricia Bridgewater, one of our psychologists that we work with closely here in town. And, we were talking about the importance of things like group therapy. But going back to the whole, like, we all need group support. So whatever we're working on, it's so important we have group support when we're working on any kind of goal. Whether it's the sense of being able to work with other people in your normal work job day. Like, it's nice to be able to have a mentor. And same when you're working on a new habit or a new skill, or you're managing something that you've been trying to manage for the past 5 years, but having other people around to have that conversation with, and to kind of just even going like, oh yeah, I've tried this, or maybe it's just encouraging each other to keep, maybe you've been having issues with balancing your blood sugar levels, but to not give up and to not feel like you're such defeated.
Right. And to have somebody who's going through the exact same thing you're going through, sometimes it's easier to learn from that person than it would be from having an instructor just stand up and lecture you on the do's and the don'ts of your disease. So I think that's one of the really important concepts to the DEEP classes.
I totally agree with you, Melissa. I've had a chance to teach a few of the courses in the past. And yeah, you're exactly right. Like, as the DEEP instructor, you really facilitate conversation. And so it's not necessarily being what we think of formal instruction, of sitting in a lecture room listening to an hour of someone talk, but really how you can facilitate these conversations and you know, increase someone's knowledge and skills around how to better manage their health, you know, with diabetes.
And I think in those conversations, a lot of people realize they really do know a lot more than what they think they do. Mm-hmm. So it helps them just to look at it in a different light, mm-hmm. and, you know, just be open to new ideas that, you know, somebody who's in their class may have tried something that's worked really well for them. And they're like, yeah. maybe that would work for me, mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm. So just having that same person or somebody in that condition having the same support is, I think, really important.
You're exactly right. Exactly right. And, you know, can you kind of share a little bit? We talked about what they might experience during class. And so what's the commitment for coming to class?
So our deep sessions usually run for a 6-week period. It's a 90-minute session, one day a week, and it consists of a brief discussion led by the instructor and then some group activities to help give you some hands-on knowledge of the subject that we're talking about for the week, and then just a period of time at the end to be able just to have discussion.
Yeah, so 90 minutes every week
for six
for only
weeks.
6 weeks, mm-hmm. that could essentially impact the rest of your life.
Absolutely.
You know, it's just such a great program that's been offered in the community for almost 3 years now. And Healthy Nevada, the Vernon County Health Department, as well as Nevada Regional Medical Center have all sponsored the program in terms of facilitating the program and supporting it. And, you know, because we really believe in the importance of managing diabetes. And it's something that cannot be spoken about enough, cannot be supported enough, continually support for it. Because poorly managed diabetes can actually lead to a lot of health complications, just as I was mentioning about my grandma earlier, having to think about these lower limb amputations and foot ulcers. I have an aunt that has a foot ulcer I can think of right now who suffers with diabetes, heart attacks, kidney failure, neuropathy, osteoporosis, all these multiple things, by things that we can start addressing before they even get there. And what's really exciting, Melissa was just sharing with me earlier here, is the piece that you're going to be adding soon to the classes around the kidney.
It's for chronic kidney disease. There mm-hmm. is a portion of our class that we will dedicate specifically to chronic kidney disease, mm-hmm. how to manage, how to prevent if you do have diabetes, what you can do, the steps you can take to help prevent damage to your kidneys.
Which is essential because I can only reflect back to my grandma she was on dialysis 3 days a week. And this is often what you see, especially in more of those that are aging with diabetes, is you see them going through dialysis. And the dialysis is such a large commitment of what is it, like 3 or 4 hours when you're going. And it's not a comfortable process and your body gets bloated. And, you know, so just a great opportunity. Just don't hesitate to get a chance to enroll. It's a completely free program, which is what I love about this. And Melissa, tell us when they can, how they register for the program.
Okay, so our next session will be starting on April the 18th. That's going to be on a Wednesday. It'll be every Wednesday through May the 23rd from 1 o'clock to 2:30 in the afternoon. And to register, you can call the health department at 417-667-7418.
All right, so there you have it, your invitation to the next deep class.
Well, yeah, and definitely a couple of things there to that are really important. My dad has diabetes. He was diagnosed a few years ago, and he's been able to keep his under control with medication and diet
Good.
Changes and things like that. So I think he's doing all right. But, definitely something that you might not think about, you know, when you're 30 years old and you're bringing mm-hmm. a large Coke from McDonald's into work every day. Not every day for me, but it is something that if you don't get a hold of it soon, it can create major issues for you later in life. So you do want to make sure you get that as early as possible and get that taken care of. So again, Rachel Hansen, Melissa Keating, thank you so much today. Great talk today for our health talk here on KNEM KNMO.